Good morning. I am always excited to be able to preach for all of you.
大家早晨，我好时常都好开心可以咧嚟到中间同你哋分享神嘅说话。
But specifically today, because today marks the second half of the sermons that we'll be doing for you.
特别系今日，因为咧今日我哋进入系第二期，讲到咧系今年嘅主题。
So just to remind you, the church yearly annual theme is Christ's love compels us.
我哋教会今年嘅主题呢就系原来基督嘅爱激励我哋。
But for the first six sermons, we talked about the character of Christ's love.
我哋头嗰六个月所讲嘅经文呢系讲到神嘅爱。
And this includes Christ's inseparable love for us.
系讲到神系嗰、那个唔可以同我哋分开嘅爱。
The full extent of his love.
佢长阔高深嘅爱。
His love demonstrated in death.
佢喺十字架上嘅爱。
His love that surpasses knowledge.
佢嗰、那个测不透嘅爱。
And his love being more than conquerors.
同埋佢嗰个系得胜有余嘅爱。
So for the next six months, we're going to be talking about how this love compels us to do something.
是跟住呢六个月我哋呢就会讲到係佢嘅爱点样激励我哋去做为佢做一啲事。
And so for this month, we're talking about how his love compels us to love one another.
所以呢一个月我哋讲到佢嘅爱点样激励我哋去彼此相爱。
So to start, I want to share a little story with you.
喺开始嘅时候我同大家分享一个故事。
So, there was a man who died and then he went to heaven.
有一个人过咗身，咁佢咧就嚟到天堂嗰度。
When he arrived, he saw the archangel, Gabriel, standing there guarding the gate.
佢嚟到天堂嘅门口咧，就睇到天使长加百列咧企喺门口度。
The man approached Gabriel with lots of excitement, asking, "Wow, I'm finally in heaven."
咁佢见到呢个天使长嘅时候咧，佢就好兴奋，佢话：哎呀，我终于咧嚟到天堂嘅门口啦。
But Gabriel replies, "Whoa, slow down. You have to do one more thing before going into heaven."
咁呢个天使长就话：，哎，等一阵，等一阵，唔系咁快，你仲要做多一样嘢。
The man with the worried face says, "Really? What do I have to do?"
咁呢个人咧个样就好担心咁话：，真系？我仲系要做啲乜嘢呢？
Then Gabriel replies, "It's simple. You just have to spell a word."
咁呢个天使长就话好简单啫，你只系要用英文串一个字。
And the man replies, "Any word? I can choose any word and spell that word correctly."
咁呢个人就话我可以拣，我可以拣个英文字。嚟到串出嚟就得。
And so Gabriel says, "Yes, isn't that very simple?"
咁个天使长就话系，你可以拣，你睇下几简单。
And the man replies, "Okay, I choose to spell the word love, L-O-V-E, love."
咁呢个人就话得，我拣串呢个英文字爱。L-O-V-E, 四个字母 love.
And so the angel Gabriel says, "Congratulations, you are now in heaven. Come on in."
咁个天使长就话：，哎，恭喜你，你成功咗啦，你而家咧可以入嚟天堂里边。
All of a sudden, though, Gabriel was summoned by God to do something, and so he had to leave.
咁突然间咧，神就叫佢个天使长有事要做，咁佢就即刻要走啦。
So Gabriel had to ask the man, "Would you just for a moment just stand here and do this for anyone else who comes to the gate?"
咁因为个天使长要走，咁佢就叫呢个人话：你而家好短嘅时候做我替工，企喺呢个天堂门口。代我做呢一份嘅差事。
And he said, "Sure."
咁佢话冇问题啊。
So there he was, this man who just got into heaven, standing at the gate, and a few minutes later, he saw someone approaching the gates of heaven.
咁佢就企咗喺度，预备做呢份事。咁咧就远远睇到一个人 行緊嚟呢個天堂門口。
As this person came closer, he noticed that he knew this person.
呢個人越行越埋嘅時候呢，佢突然間覺得我識佢㗎喎。
It was his neighbor that he's known for about 20 years.
原來係佢鄰居，佢已經識咗佢20年啦。
And actually, he doesn't like him very much.
佢其實係好唔鍾意佢呢個鄰居。
So they looked at each other and the man said, Hey, what are you doing here?
咁佢呢望住佢鄰居就話，喂，點解你會嚟咗呢度嘅？
And so his neighbor who showed up said, Well, I think I recently died.
咁我鄰居就話，因為我最近過身囉。
And so the man asked, How did you die?
咁呢個人就問佢嘅鄰居，咁你點解會死咗㗎？
And his neighbor said, Well, after you died, I was celebrating your death, and I think I celebrated a little too hard, and I think I died.
咁個鄰居就話，因為你死咗嘛，咁我咪喺隔離度慶祝囉，吓。
So,
咁我慶祝得犀利得滯，結果呢就死咗啦。
So after a little bit of an awkward silence, the neighbor asked, Well, how do I get into heaven?
咁大家有少少尴尬，沉默咗一阵，就个邻居就话：咁我而家点样入天堂啊
？And so the man said, Well, you only need to spell one word.
咁呢个守门口嘅人就话：你系需要串一个英文字。
And the neighbor said, Oh, really? Okay. What word do I have to spell?
咁我邻居就话：吓，得得得。咁我要串一个乜嘢嘅英文字啊
？The man thinks for half a minute, and he says to him, "You have to spell the word Czechoslovakia."
咁呢个人谂咗一阵，佢就话：你要串一个字。14个字母捷克的地方名。
We are loved by God and He has died for us.
我们是神所爱的，却是祂为我们钉十字架。
And He also calls us to love everyone else. But sometimes it just seems so hard to do that.
祂却是呼召我们要彼此相爱，但是不知为什么会是这么难的呢？
Today's scripture passage comes from Philemon chapter 1 verses 4 to 19 and it's a story that we never read to be honest.
今日嘅经文呢係选自腓利门书第一章4至19节，但係腓利门书呢我哋好少读嘅。
But I'm telling you that it holds such a precious story about love and transcending the barriers of separation.
但是这一本书是讲很大的爱是怎样超越了人与人之间那个的隔膜。
So let me just read verses 4 to 7 once again. Hopefully they'll put it on the screen behind me again. And then we'll carry on the sermon. It says here, and this is Paul writing. In verse 4 it says, I always thank my God As I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints.
我祷告的时候，第四节话，常为你感谢我的神。因听说你的信爱心并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效使人知道你们各样的善事都是为基督作的兄弟啊我为你的爱心大有快乐大得安慰因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快
For anyone that has read the Bible for many years and knowing how Paul writes a letter these words aren't very surprising
当你读咗圣经好多年嘅时候，你睇到保罗写呢啲说话，一啲都唔惊奇。
He always thanks the people and encourages the people that he's writing to, and that's of no surprise to us.
我哋唔会觉得惊奇，因为佢从来都系讲一啲好勉励嘅说话。
The real meat of the story comes from verses 8 to 19. So let me just read those right now. It says here that therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and to order you to do what you ought to do, yet I appeal to you on the basis of love. I then, as Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor that you do will be spontaneous and not forced. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back for good, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a man and as a brother in the Lord.
其实腓利门书最重要的经节呢，就在第八节那里开始，至到是十九节。他说，我虽然靠着基督能够放胆吩咐你合宜的事，然而像我这个年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。他从前对你没有益处，但如今对你和我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自地回到你那里。他是我的心上人，我本来有意将他留下，但是我为福音所受的捆锁中替你来到侍候我。但我不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样做。叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。在我实在如此，何况在你呢？这个不是按着肉体说，是按着主说。你若以为我为同伴，你就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若是亏负了你，欠你什么，就归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己都亏欠我。
So to understand the situation a little better, there's a person named Philemon, and he's a Christian leader, and in fact, his church meets at his house.
是，大家知道的背景呢，就是腓利门是教会的领袖，当时的教会呢，在腓利门的屋企来到聚会的。
And because of the ancient culture, they had slaves back in that time.
因为当时的社会制度呢，是很多人屋企都有奴仆的。
And Onesimus was one of those slaves.
阿尼西姆呢，就是腓利门的奴仆。
And for whatever reason, Onesimus either did something wrong or he wasn't useful, but they parted ways. Philemon and Onesimus, they parted ways.
不知道是不是因为阿尼西姆做错事啊，定是发生什么事，他两个呢就分开了。
And by the grace of God, it turned out that Onesimus met Paul in jail.
那呢就阿尼西姆呢有幸在监狱里面呢认识了保罗。
And so as you can imagine, anyone that spends enough time with Paul eventually has a change of heart.
什么人见到保罗跟他一段时候一起呢，都会是心意改变的。
And Onesimus did change a lot.
咁阿尼西姆咧就有好大嘅改变。
He changed so much that Paul referred to him as his son and his very heart.
所以保罗咧甚至叫佢系佢嘅心上人，系佢嘅同伴。
And now Paul wants to send Onesimus back to his former master, but not as a slave, but better as a brother.
是保罗很愿意阿尼西姆回到腓利门那里，不是成为一个 奴仆，乃是高于一个奴仆，成为弟兄。
So the focus of today's message is about the power that breaks chains.
所以今日嘅讲道嘅主题呢，就是神爱嘅大能，能够呢是解脱呢一啲嘅捆锁。
God's love compels us to love one another so immensely and so generously.
神嘅爱系激励我哋，要系咁慷慨、咁广大嘅心嚟到去彼此相爱。
And this love should transcend the boundaries that as failed human beings that we have set for each other.
神的爱应该能够超越那些我们这么软弱的人，为大家来设立很多的障碍。
Let me say that again. Christ's love is so powerful that it should dissolve the barriers that we have between each other.
神的爱是应该大能到可以溶解我们大家之间嗰个嘅严隙，嗰个嘅阻碍。
There should be no division in Christ. So I have to ask you one question.
我哋喺基督里边应该唔会有呢个纷争结党，所以我想问大家个问题。
What kinds of obstacles have we created, either intentional or unintentional, that makes it so hard for us to love one another?
究竟我哋为我哋自己或者为别人设立咗啲乜嘢嘅障碍，令到我哋觉得系爱对方系咁难嘅呢
？Are we separated by gender？
我哋系咪因为性别唔同，所以我哋觉得好难彼此相爱呢
？To be honest, I find that we are pretty good in terms of our gender. We're not that separated in that terms.
但是我觉得我们教会不是这样的，我们男同女的都可以彼此相爱。
Are we separated by religion?
我们是不是因为大家的信仰不同，所以不能够彼此相爱？
That too, I don't think so. We're pretty good. I find that this church to be very sensitive to seekers and also believers.
我觉得不是，我觉得我们教会呢是很接纳那些呢不同信仰但是仍然追求真理的人。
Well, how about this? Are we separated by our age?
我们是不是因为年纪不同所以我们之间有隔膜？
So is it difficult to connect to each other? Is it difficult to love each other because of our age difference?
我们是不是觉得因为年纪不同所以我们是难一点去爱呢
Maybe. Are we separated by culture?
是不是因为我们文化不同呢
Are we separated by money?
是不是因为我们的钱财不同呢
Are we separated by status? 是
不是因为我们的地位不同呢
Are we separated by grudges?
是不是定说过去我们有一些严隙令到我们没办法相爱
If we are separated by these things, don't be frustrated. It happens to many churches.
如果我们真的这样，你不用颓丧，因为各个教会都是这样。
Funny thing, I checked my Facebook this morning, and it asked me to rate South Vancouver Pacific Grace Organization out of 5 stars.
今天呢，我看我的电话的时候呢，看到在面书那里说，叫我俾呢个教会有几多粒星
？Well, I'm not going to lie. I gave it 5 stars.
咁我咧即刻俾我哋教会5 stars.
But I remember back to the time when a pastor shared about the reviews of his church.
我记得曾经有一个牧者，佢系睇到佢教会嘅评语。
And since they were online reviews, you could imagine they were very hurtful.And nasty comments.
因为是上网的，是公开的，所以有很多的评语呢，是很令人伤痛的。
But as hurtful as these comments were, they were probably true.
虽然这些评语是讲了一些很令人痛心的说话，但是都是其实真的发生了这样的事。
These problems are in every church, but Let's not make that an excuse to do nothing.
呢啲事系喺教会里边有发生，但系我哋唔好用呢啲做一个借口嚟到唔能够彼此相爱。
This is what the devil wants you to think.
呢个就系撒旦正正要我哋咁样谂。
If you are thinking that our church is like so many failed churches, I don't want to do anything. If you think that, the devil has won.
如果你觉得话翻教会就系咁噶啦，教会啲人就系咁噶啦，正正你就落咗撒旦嘅陷阱。
Instead, we should be encouraged because the power of Christ is able to break chains.
但系我哋却系要谂到神嘅爱就能够叫我哋系解脱呢一啲嘅捆锁。
It's so powerful that it even changes a slave to a brother.
佢能够叫一个曾经系嗰个人嘅奴隶、奴仆嘅，成为佢所亲爱嘅弟兄。
Loving each other is the key in changing the world.
系能够彼此相爱，就系能够解决呢个世界好多嘅问题。
As soon as I have arrived here at South Vancouver, I have been trying my best to transcend any kind of barriers that there could be.
我一嚟到南温哥华众恩堂侍奉呢，我就尝试尽力去超越大家之间彼此嘅隔膜。
I try to be as welcoming and engaging, no matter who you are, what age, what gender, what culture, what language you speak.
我咧系尽量嚟到用心欢迎大家，例如就算系年纪唔同、文化背景或者系性别唔同。
And it's not complicated at all because if you read any of Paul's letters, he always does the same thing in the beginning.
其实一啲都唔难，如果你睇保罗嘅书信，一开始都系咁讲嘅。
And what does he do in the beginning? We read that all he does is say, hello, thank you, and encourages you. That's it.
佢每一封信嘅开始都系话你好，我系好爱你哋，好为你感谢神。
I try to be like Paul, and no matter who I meet, I always say good morning or 早晨 or this and that.
我无论系边个，我见到我都好开心咁同佢讲早晨。
It could be so few words, but it could mean so much.
其实系好少嘅说话，但系咧都能够系对一个人系好有意思。
But maybe you say to yourself that you can't be like this.
或者你同自己讲。我做唔到。
Maybe you say to yourself that you're not ready to help each other.
或者你同自己讲，我唔中意帮佢。
Maybe you say to yourself that you're unqualified to love each other.
或者你认为自己我冇资格去帮佢。
Do you say to yourself that you're not perfect, therefore you can't help someone else?
或者你同自己话，我唔系一个完全嘅人。所以我对佢冇乜好处。
If that is you, I want to end off with this story.
如果你系嗰个人，咁我想结束之前同大家讲另外一个故事。
There's a man who falls into a big hole, a pit that he cannot get out of.
有个人咧就行路唔小心跌咗落个好深嘅大窿里边。
He calls help, help, someone save me.
咁佢一下低就嗌上嚟，救命，救命啊！
But nobody hears him.
但冇人听到。
A few hours later, an engineer approaches it and hears him.
系过咗一阵，有个工程师行过。
And so the man in the pit, he goes, "Help! Help! Please get me out of here."
咁下低嗰人继续嗌，救命啊！救命啊！救我出嚟！
So the engineer, he looks at the man, he looks at his situation. And he writes down some sort of solution, and then he throws it into the pit.
咁呢个工程师行过，睇见呢个窿咁深，呢个人嘅境况，咁咧拎支笔、拎张纸出嚟，画个图，画点样样能嚟到呢系走出嚟嘅办法，就抌咗落个洞嗰度。
And he walks away.
咁佢就走咗啦。
So the man he looks at this drawing.
咁呢个人睇住呢一。这个工程师画的图。
But it doesn't make sense to him, so he keeps calling out, help, help, someone save me.
但是他又不是很明白里面画什么，所以他仍然叫救命。
A few hours later, a pastor approaches this hole and sees the man.
过了几个钟头，有另一个牧师走过。
And the man of the hole says, help, help, please save me.
这个人仍然在叫救命啊，救命啊，救我出来。
And the pastor takes out paper and pen and he writes down a prayer for him. And he throws it into the hole and he walks away.
咁个牧师咧就拎支笔，拎张纸，写咗个祈祷，然后咧就抌咗落个窿度俾呢个人。
But of course, the man looks at the prayer and doesn't make sense to him, so he continues to call out, "Help me! Help me! Someone save me!"
咁呢个人望住呢个祈祷文，又唔系好知讲乜嘢，咁所以咧就唯有仍然系嗌救命。
Few hours later, an average Joe just walks by this pit and he sees the man.
过咗几个钟头，一个好普通嘅人行过。
And the man, he cries out, "Help! Help! Please save me!"
咁你下低个人继续嗌救命啊！救命啊！救我啊
！So the average Joe, he looks at the man, he looks at the pit, and he jumps right down next to him.
咁呢个普通嘅人睇下个窿下低个人，睇下个窿有几大，成个人跳咗落去。
And the man says, "Are you crazy? Why did you jump down here? Now we're both stuck in this hole."
咁下低个人就话：你黐线嘅咩？点解会跳咗落嚟嘅？而家我哋两个人都喺下低喐唔到。
The average Joe looks at this guy and says, "Calm down. I have been in this hole before, and I know the way out."
咁跳咗落去嗰个人就话：唔使惊，镇静啲，我跌过落嚟噶，我知道点样走出去。
What's holding you back in loving each other?
有啲乜嘢难咗你？觉得彼此相爱系咁难嘅呢
？Do you think you're unqualified to help each other?
你系咪觉得你冇资格去帮对方呢
？If you feel that you're imperfect somehow, it's probably what God has set you to do, so that you can love and help someone that was in a very similar situation.
如果你觉得你唔系一个完全嘅基督徒，但系神又却系将你摆喺呢个人嘅旁边，你就系嗰个神差派去要帮助佢嘅人。
All it takes to love someone else is that Christ has loved you already.
你只要知道耶稣基督几咁爱你，你就可以去爱嗰个人。
Christ's love compels us to love each other.
原来基督嘅爱激励我哋可以彼此相爱。
Let us do our part in seeing past age and culture and money and status.
希望我哋能够系可以超越呢个因为年纪或者系财富或者系地位或者系文化引起大家之间嘅隔膜。
So that no matter who it is, this person is your brother and your sister.
所以无论发生咩事，坐喺你侧边呢个人就系你主里边嘅弟兄姊妹。